The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. You may laugh when I say this, and I'm being mostly true in saying, mostly honest in saying it. I feel like recently I received a deep psychological healing. I was listening, I believe, to one of these CDs in the back of the church, maybe Catholic Radio, and whoever the speaker was, a man, a priest, he said, "When we stand before God for judgment, there are not going to be any scales. There's not a balance." Right, where he takes all the bad things we've done and he puts them on one side, and then all the good things and he puts them on the other, and we're waiting, and gosh, hopefully the good outweighs the bad. He said there's one thing necessary to enter heaven. Does a person die in union with our Lord Jesus Christ? And it was like, oh my gosh, right? And of course, right? And you think, well, yeah, Father, you know, that's pretty obvious, right? Somewhere on some deep psychological level, I still had in my mind something like these scales. Am I going to be good enough? Will I have done enough before I died to be admitted to heaven? And that's not the question. It's how much have I let Jesus Christ in? Right? Our place in heaven is determined by how much did I surrender to our Lord so that he could be united to me. The tax collectors and the prostitutes were entering the kingdom of God first. Why? Because they realized that they needed a Savior. I just read this. I'm working through, during Advent, a series of meditations. And they're written by a religious sister who's now deceased, a Franciscan sister, Mother Mary Frances. And she said this, in preparation for Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice, she has a little chapter entitled "The Joy of Being Forgiven." And she writes, "Who needs to be saved? Those who are greatly at fault. The more we are at fault, the more we need to be saved. And the more we realize that we are at fault, the more we reach out for salvation." Now, I'm not saying go out and find new sins to commit, right, so that you have more to need to be saved of. But I am saying there's a reason why St. John Paul II or Blessed Mother Teresa went to confession at least weekly. Because as they advanced, the more and more our Lord revealed to them their sinfulness. They discovered how much more necessary a Savior was for their salvation. And it's the same with us. As we journey forward, we will discover how great of sinners we are. Our Lord in our mercy will show that to us so that we will reach out all the more for Him. I close with this. She said, "The unhappiest people in all the world must be those who think they do not need to be forgiven. They are also the most unforgiving people."